This is Senator Al Simpson. Now that the Berlin Wall has crumbled, is German reunification the next sensible step? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the reuniting of East and West Germany seems almost certain. The European community is terribly concerned, both politically and economically, with the stability of that entire region. Talks of complete military withdrawal are coming just a bit too quickly. Our NATO commitment allows our U.S. forces in Germany. Surely you're not willing to give them up when the Soviets are deploying 380,000 troops in East Germany. And Ted, the four-power split of Berlin is still a doozy. The voices of the Soviet Union, the U.S., France, and Great Britain are still strong and tell four very different tales. The hard-won pacts of World War II remain, even though the physical barriers have crumbled. With any such earth-shaking event as Eastern Europe, there are bound to be aftershocks, Ted. It's time to tread pretty lightly on this unfamiliar ground, not go steaming ahead and over a crevice.
Al, you're using the wrong word. The issue is unification of Germany, not reunification. Reunification suggests going back to the pre-World War II borders of Germany, and no one wants that. I'm all for a united Germany, as long as it doesn't include Poland, France, Czechoslovakia, Austria, and England, too. That's the problem causing so much tension, the refusal of Chancellor Helmut Kohl of West Germany to be more explicit in accepting Germany's current borders and by renouncing any claim by a united Germany to areas of Poland that were once included in a pre-war Germany. So far, President Bush's attitude seems to be, what, me worry? As usual, Al, the White House is running down the track behind a fast-moving freight train. The prospect of a rapidly uniting Germany is sending shockwaves through Europe. We need to reassure our allies, Al, that it's no threat to their future. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.